my session about IPv6 in Windows environment. The idea is to show you that it is not that difficult to set up this stuff. So you should know that Windows from Windows Server 2008 from Vista has natively activated IPv6, so all the devices with newer operating systems are talking with IPv6, so the preferred protocol is IPv6. But still, sometimes some system administrators turn this protocol off. But I don't know. Let's say in Slovenia, we are now seeing a large adoption of IPv6 with our ISPs because they have problem with receiving new IPv4 addresses from regional organizations that distribute IPv4 addresses because we don't have enough address space anymore. So the idea is to show you today that it is not that difficult to configure, and I have implemented it in one environment that has 17 dislocated locations, so it's quite a big environment with approximately 200 PCs and, I don't know, 15-20 servers, virtualized on Hyper-V, of course. So the idea is to go from the beginning to the end. I will go just briefly through. So I'm Luka Manojlovic, by the way, from Slovenia, and I'm cloud and I don't know what MVP, this new stuff. Here is my email if you want to contact me regarding this stuff, and here is my blog where I have now the mission to put 5 blog posts to get you through this first steps to implement IPv6. It doesn't matter what kind of provider you have. You have also some third-party providers on the internet that can help you with providing you IPv6 address space. But I think that all your ISPs in your countries will be very happy if you ask them for IPv6 because they have problems on IPv4. I'm also working for an ISP, and I know that when we request some IP addresses from RIPE, we are having a lot of problems because they are simply running out of these addresses. So the 32-bit address that we are using in IPv4 world is now replaced by a 128-bit address. So IPv6 has a large address space. And you will see that also allocations that we are receiving from our ISPs are incredibly large. You must know that we have some things that we don't like in Windows environment, so these columns that we have between some parts of the address. And you must know that you can replace some stuff by using some special characters and some special way of putting it down. So you all know that if you type ipconfig in your device, you will also see a so-called link local address that is always there. So if you have IPv6 enabled on your device, you have absolutely configured link local address. Sometimes it was like that, so FA80 and then the MAC address in hexadecimal of your device. But because this is not very good for privacy, it is now randomized, so you cannot get the MAC address out of it. You can also disable this randomization by using netsh. If you know this obscure command, netsh, you can disable this anonymization of the link local and also temporary addresses, but at the beginning it was like that. And the other very important address is this one that is replacing the local host address. So at the domain controllers, if you promote Windows 2012 R2 or 2012 to a domain controller, if you go to the properties of IPv6 network on the network adapter for IPv6 properties, you will see that first DNS servers is pointing to this address. Okay, because this operating system prefers IPv6, it will always go to this link local address to get information about DNS or active directory stuff. Okay, subnetting. We have something called prefixes now. So we don't say give me a subnet, we say give me a prefix. And this prefix can be really huge. So the default prefix you are receiving is 64. Okay? It's a huge prefix. Very, you are not able to just run a network scanner on such prefix, okay? It will take weeks to check every IP address that is possible in /64. Okay, if you are a big company and you have a lot of networks, VLANs in your company, you will be allocated 56 or 48. And if you are ISP, you are receiving 32 prefix. It is colossal. You will never get out of the IP addresses if you are receiving /32. Even if you are receiving just /64, you are not getting out of the addresses. So the idea is to get enough IP addresses for everyone. Okay, in some cases, you will maybe somewhere find /127. But it is only for a connecting subnets. Sometimes it is used for connecting subnets from ISPs. But most of the time, they are using simply /64, because all the devices understand that. Because if you are using /127, some devices with some bad firmware or bad operating systems are not understanding it correctly. Okay, what happens when you activate IPv6? All devices start to communicate in 6 immediately. Also printers, access points, you will find that's very interesting how many devices know IPv6 and you didn't know that they know how to do it. So when you activate this, you will see a lot of devices that maybe are old and you thought that they are completely useless about this protocol. Okay, so ISPs delegate prefixes to end customers. They have a mechanism called prefix delegation. Prefix delegation is the idea that they can provide you a prefix based on your interface. For example, we have in Slovenia, our biggest provider is Telekom Slovenia, so it is the biggest telecom. And they are using PPPA over Ethernet, so point-to-point protocol over Ethernet. And they are not giving you a connecting subnet, but they are doing so-called prefix delegation. So you just request a DHCP client, DHCP v6 client on the interface, and you are not receiving anything as a connecting subnet. They are just giving you a prefix over that interface. So we have some other, for example, we as ISP, we are having a connecting subnet, prefix between the WAN interface and, the LAN interface of our CPE and the WAN interface of the router of our end users. So it depends on the implementation that you want to use. Okay, some features, I will be really quick. So we don't have broadcast, we have link local. Only multicasts. The very important thing that some administrators did in IPv4 world was to close IPv4 ICMP traffic. So I don't want my machines to be pingable. Well, in IPv6 world, you cannot do that. If you turn off IPv6 ICMP protocol, you will break everything. Because it is crucial to have ICMP v6 enabled, because you must know that IPv6 networks are all about end-to-end connectivity. So your device that is used here and some other device, for example, let's say google.com, they will have the end-to-end connectivity. So they will establish the connection between them by calculating the maximal transfer unit that is between them. And for that, to have this information, ICMP v6 is mandatory. Okay, some features, great features that don't work, that some of them don't work in Windows, and some of them don't work in Android, so it's really fun. Okay, IPv6 has so-called auto-configuration. We have two ways of auto-configuration, so stateless and stateful auto-configuration. But for us, it's important to know that one and the other are problematic for Windows machines, so because some things you need to cannot be configured automatically. The thing that is really problematic about that, is that in router advertisement, in the message that router sends to the network, it's not possible to configure DNS servers. So in Windows environment, it's absolutely mandatory to use DHCP v6 server that will provide DNS servers to your customers, to your machines in your network, okay? All the other operating systems like Apple, like Android, like Linux, understand and can extract the DNS information from the router advertisement. If you ask me if it will be possible in Windows environment, maybe sometime. I don't know. But for now, it is not possible to do it just by using native tools that came with auto-configuration options with router advertisement, for example. Okay, IPsec is implementation of IPsec and also built in the stack of IPv6. Mobility, well, this is a bit problematic. It's simple in theoretical way. So the idea is that when you travel to Prague, you have the same IPv6 address as you have in your country, for example. So IPv6 can roam with you around. But theoretically, it's very simple to deploy and to configure, but in practice, it's quite difficult to do. So this mobility is not yet, I don't know if it is implemented anywhere. Okay, and the most important thing, huge address space. But you will see, you can get lost very quickly. Okay, some other stuff that I will just skip. I will go to, okay, we have also some security issues. You must know that this protocol is not a new one. It's quite old protocol, and it was built on the perspective of security from 15, 20 years ago. So it has a lot of problems. So we have also denial of service on IPv6. Absolutely, you can have a big problems in your network. But it's better to know about that and try to somehow solve this stuff, even though some things cannot be solved. For example, when your computer comes to your network, it sends out so-called neighbor solicitation. So it asks, does anyone use this IP address? I would like to use it. And you can have some bad guy saying, yes, I'm using it. And your computer generates a new one and asks, does anyone need this address? And the bad guy says, yes, I'm using this address. And this can go on and go on, and your machine will only try to do something, but the machine will not be able to configure the address. So it is a very bad thing. The other bad thing is that you can have multiple routers in your network. And the machines are getting the information from one, from the other, from one, from the other. So the same thing as happens now if you have two DHCP servers in your network. You can have a big problem. Okay, so router advertisement flood also. If you are sending a lot of router advertisement from your router, if you have a machine dedicated for that, just to send a lot of router advertisements, you are getting the Windows machines to go with CPU at 100% and nothing will work anymore. So it's quite problematic. So you have to care about these things. Okay, stateless auto-configuration, where when the router sends router advertisement out, your machine are getting the address. And I will now skip it to go to these two very important flags. Router advertisement, it happens in IPv6 world, it happens much differently than in IPv4 world, when the machine asks, is there a DHCP server, can I have the list? Then receive the list, then applies the list and say to the DHCP server, I will have this list and so on. In IPv6 world, it happens a bit differently. When the machines come up, it sends a neighbor solicitation message around the network to see if it can use a link local address and if it can communicate around. And after that, you are receiving router advertisements every couple of seconds. It depends how you configure your router to send router advertisements. And router advertisement says to the machines, hey, I'm a router. I'm a router. You can use me as a gateway. Okay? But in this message, you have also three flags. One flag is called A flag, autonomous. Second one is called managed, M flag, and other configuration, O flag. Okay? What does it mean if you have a flag autonomous? If you have a flag autonomous turned on, it means that router sends out the message, I'm a router, and the A flag is set to 1. So computers, configure your IP addresses based on my prefix that I sent to you, auto-generate the address, and you have global network connectivity. Okay, and you are able to ping some IPv6 address on the internet. But you don't have DNS servers yet, okay? The second option is to turn also the managed flag on to 1. So when the router advertisement goes out, it will say, configure automatically your addresses, plus ask DHCP server for DHCP address. Is it good to do it? Is it good to do it? I will show you later in a demo if it is good or not. You will decide if it is good or not. You are receiving a lot of IP addresses in this case. Autonomously configured addresses plus managed address from DHCP server. So you have a lot of addresses in your computer. I don't think it's good. And the third flag, very important flag for Windows machines, is other configuration flag. In Active Directory infrastructure, you cannot do anything with IPv6 without this flag. Other configuration flag means you are receiving router advertisement from the router. Your client will say, okay, I will ask DHCP server for other configuration. What is other configuration? DNS servers and, for example, domain name suffix, okay? company.local. So this is very, very important. This is very important that you know what kind of flags you are sending out, okay? And I will now finish with PowerPoint. I will just shut it down. And we will try to do it because it's nice to see how it works. So first of all, I will show you the real case implementation of IPv6. And some tricks you need to know. So when you are doing it in Windows environment, first of all, you must know that even if you set, this is very important thing. Just remember that because this can create a lot of mess in your network. Even if your network is configured by fixed address, you see here. So I have a fixed IPv6 address is configured. And you see, I'm pointing to my local host and to secondary domain controller, okay? But even if I have this configured, when I'm sending out a router advertisement, I'm receiving more addresses. In this case, I'm not receiving it because I used a commandlet that disables DHCP client on IPv6 interface. And it's very important to do. Really, don't forget to do that. Because if you are not doing that, your Active Directory servers will have multiple IPv6 addresses and all will be registered in DNS and you will have a mess in your network. And also other servers will have multiple addresses, okay? So the one that you statically configured plus the one that they automatically generated by your router advertisement stuff. Okay, let's check how we distribute IPv6 addresses to our network. I am of course using DHCP directly from Windows Server, of course, and we will take a look at the current location. So and you will see something that will make you cry. Addresses are not going to be in consecutive order like in IPv4 world. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you are getting this mess. So when I say, do you know the IP of your machine? I don't think so, okay? I don't think that you will be able to remember this address as your machine. So going to the machine by doing /// IP address in IPv6 world doesn't exist. Well, in fact, does exist. And Microsoft, as they are really following the RFC, they have created something that is really crazy. You need to use so-called IPv6 literal nomenclature. Okay, so /// IP address, instead of the column, you put the minus, then the IP, -, the, and then you need .IPv6-literal.net to get to this is the same thing as doing this one, but this one doesn't work in Windows, okay? So just forget about it. It doesn't work in Windows. It does work in Linux, in iOS, in Android, in everything, but not in Windows. So you need to use this one, but it's by RFC, so everything is okay. It's all called IPv6 literal. And you have also a converter to do that. Okay, so you don't need to do it manually, so you just copy paste the address here, and you say convert. Oh my God, this one is. You click convert and some magic happens, so you just use IPv6 literal Windows, my God. Okay? And you copy paste /// and you use this one and you get to your machine. Okay? I hope nobody ever registers this domain because it will be quite funny. Okay, but doesn't matter. Microsoft implementation of stuff. Okay, but let's say what I am sending out, I will show you the MikroTik in, but it doesn't matter, you can use Cisco, you can use whatever, but we are using MikroTik, and I will show you what we are saying here in router advertisement. So our router advertisement says managed address and other configuration. So computers, when they connect to the network, they are receiving router advertisement in which we say, use me as gateway, and it's okay, but ask DHCPv6 server to get the address, and also ask him for DNS servers, because without them, it's useless, okay? So these two flags are very, very important. And here, on the prefix that I'm announcing, you see I'm announcing this prefix in our network, you can see that I have this third flag called autonomous flag. Okay, let's talk about Android. Anyone with Android device? No one? Okay, super. Hi, it's Microsoft conference, so. Okay, Android devices are pretty shitty in Windows environment. They're not getting the DHCPv6 address. Stupid Android device. Google decided not to use managed flag. They said, you know what? Managed flag are for pussies. It's not okay. So if you are connecting in my environment with your Android device, you're not getting the address. The only way to get this is to turn on the autonomous configuration. So configure the address autonomously. But if I turn this on now, all my machines in my network will receive additional IP addresses. And to show you that I'm not lying to you, I will do it here, not in the production environment. Also in one production environment, but not that problematic. And I will show you now in real case how to do it. So we have DHCP server here. I will just click resume now because it is in a stop state. I'm in pulse state. We have no DHCP leases for now. If you connect with your computers on a network that is called Tulan Nova Gorica, you see here, okay, you can connect to this network. I hope it will work. It should. And while you are connected, you can take a look at your IP addresses here. Some registration are coming, so super. Some people are getting connectivity. We have a lot of people connecting. This is great. And now you can
intercept all the passwords.
Yeah, we can intercept all the passwords, but this is not that funny. We will now just take a look what happens when we start to send out router advertisements. I hope it will connect because we are doing a bit of magic to get this through. And for now, we have IPv4 only. But I will now send, I can show you. Wow, you know this one? The release 6? You can release only IPv6 addresses if you want, not 4. Okay, so if we take a look now, you have entered the network that is called Welcome and Enjoy Ulan Nova Gorica EU, and it has only IPv4. I hope nobody registered this domain. And we have here link local address, and it's okay. And now I will start to announce IPv6 addresses. Okay, let's do it. So I will connect to the router in Slovenia, and I will say start to give out IPv6 addresses, start to announce our subnet. Maybe we will connect. wait a couple of seconds to for screen to refresh. Oh, great. Look what we have here now. This happens if you have also the A flag activated. Yeah. So we are now using managed. So we are getting the IP address from the DHCP server. But we also said to the machines, create your own IP address. So this is what happens in your network if you have this all this stuff activated. So you are receiving this address that came from the DHCP v6 server, and you are creating this so-called temporary IPv6 address that came from autonomous configuration. This is activated in this public network because I want Android devices to work. Okay? But in production environment, in Windows environment, I don't know if you need that. We don't have Android devices in that production environment, so I didn't activate the autonomous flag. But here, this is a public network, and I would like also Android people to live normal life in IPv6 network, so I activated that. And what happens here? We have a lot of machines connecting. There are also some your machines connected here, I'm sure. Some Windows phones and so on. Okay? Yeah, you know it by address? Okay, what about other services? So you saw that it's not that difficult. The only thing that will happen, also printers will get IPv6 addresses. And a lot of devices will get IPv6 addresses. The only thing that you need to do is to disable DHCP client on your servers with fixed IP address. And you can do that by using, in PowerPoint there are links. So I will give you these PowerPoints and you have links how to do it step by step. By the way, I'm writing a blog now about this transition. Here it is. So you can use this PowerShell, commandlet set, NetIP interface index, you just choose which one, and DHCP disable. So you disable DHCP client on that interface. You can also stop the service if you want and disable it on the servers that have a static IPv6 addresses. Because if not, you are getting a lot of mess. Okay, what about other servers? For example, Exchange. Exchange also can use IPv6, of course. And I will show you a simple trick. How you can do that it will work even if your IPv6 network breaks. The problem is that not all protocols are able to do a failover if IPv6 connectivity is broken. For example, browsers have a technology that is called happy eyeballs. Okay, happy eyeballs. It means that when you are going to www.facebook.com, it knows that it has IPv6 network. But it also sends the request on IPv4 network. So for example, if something is wrong with your IPv6 configuration, they will just deliver the content by using IPv4 immediately. Old browsers didn't do that. So when you go to www.facebook.com, it would take 10 seconds before it gets the information and turns back on IPv4, fails on IPv4, okay? And the mail service, SMTP service, or maybe protocol, doesn't have happy eyeballs. Sad eyeballs, okay? Only sad eyeballs. So I did some trick that is very simple. Anyone using Exchange server? Anyone configuring mail servers? Okay? Who does not know what MX record is? MX record is a funny record. The MX record just point your mail server to the right address to deliver the mail, okay? And it's very important for mail delivery. And if we take a look what I did there, so mail dot this company .se has two A records. So first A record points to IPv4 address, and the second record points to IPv6 address. But what would happen? I will show you. Here, you see. So what will happen if my IPv6 network breaks? It will try to send the email, and it will say, I don't know, something is wrong with the connection. I will not retry, because something is wrong with the connection. Because of that, I created another record that is called IAM, of course. I have created another record that is called mail-ipv4.company.se that has only IPv4 address. And in MX records, I have created a simple trick. I did a simple trick. Sorry for. What happens now? So I'm trying to send to this one. And for example, if my IPv6 network is broken, it will say I was not able to deliver, but there is another MX record with preference 25, so I will try to deliver to that one. And that one has only IPv4 connectivity. It's a poor man solution for make it work, okay? What about exchange servers and IPv6? You know that, you maybe remember that sometimes it was also in, I don't know if it was in official manuals, but just turn off all IPv6 components to install Exchange Server. I think for Exchange 2007 or something. Well, Exchange 2007, 2010, and 2013, and also 2016 is able to send and receive, well, in fact, all these servers are able to receive mail from IPv6 server, for example, from Google, but not all these servers are able to send. Exchange 2007 is not able to send, so it can only receive. Okay, but 2010 and 2013 and absolutely 2016 is able to send and receive. I think I prepared my Google account, but I didn't. I will send one email just to see the headers that it will come from IPv6 network before we end this session. Okay, super. Let's take a look at the headers here. By Google sent from IPv6 address and we received, so everything works. Our IPv6 connectivity works without any problems. Okay, as we have only 2 minutes left, I would like to leave you with this thought and ask you if you have some questions. By the way, is there any question? You have some cool page that is called IPv6 Trends that you can check how your country is doing. You see that globally adoption is going up, 11%, very good. And you can check your country. Some of them are better, some of them are not that good, but still, okay, let's say Slovenia. Let's go to Europe. We are very bad, but we will improve, I promise. But you have some other countries that are doing really well. Belgium, okay. So you can take a look. Okay, Russia is big.
And they don't use IPv6.
Yeah, they don't use, but they will start, absolutely. Greece is using very well. Any questions? Okay, I will just give you this address. time to do this. I will give you just one address where you will find PowerPoint immediately after the session. Here you go. You can just take a picture of this one, and you will have all the, also the command led from PowerShell and stuff like that. Okay? Skrči ime is make me shorter. In Slovene. Any questions? Anything that you think this is still voodoo magic? Okay, another thing, if you think if it is voodoo magic, I encourage you to go to Hurricane Electric and get certified. Hurricane Electric is a very good provider, and you can create an account here and go through 10 or 12 or 15, I don't know, lessons, and you need to create stuff to get this certification, free IPv6 certification. And they also provide IPv6 connectivity for you if you want. So if you have, for example, MikroTik router, or even if you have only a Windows machine, you can create a tunnel with them and you will have IPv6 at your home if your provider is not giving it to you. Okay, so you just go here, you register, and you can, here in certification, you can get certified by doing some exercises. And it's very, very good to understand IPv6. Still no questions. I need to finish. Is it true? Okay, I finished.
I have okay. Not a question, comment. I don't see a reason to use IPv6 in local networks because it's not convenient at first place. Because we have to remember the user that's IPv6 minus.
Okay.
They're not dominant. So what's the point if you can
okay.
use names or short
IPv6? I will tell you what's the point. For example, we have 17 locations. Can I take another minute? Okay, we have 17. I can draw here because 17 is clean. Okay, because I'm really bad at drawing. But we have central location and 13 locations outside. Okay, it's a sun. And we have routers here and VPNs to the central location. But now when I implemented this one IPv6, I don't need VPNs anymore because this computer here doesn't need to go to the center location or have additional VPN here, but you know, if you want to have the connectivity between all the computers, you need to do VPNs with all of them or going to the central location to route the traffic. With IPv6 native, I cannot talk from this machine to this machine without having any VPN.
But you will have to then implement fictional.
IPsec, I will implement IPsec.
Okay.
For now, we have our provider is implementing security for us. Our ISP is doing it for us. But I just, with my colleague Slavko, when I was driving here, I had a lot of time, and I discussed with him, and I said, okay, on Monday, on Friday, when I come home, I will just activate IPsec on those machines, and I will tell to the provider, oh, you can just go plain, I don't care, because it will be IPsec between the machines, so no problem. And another thing, you don't have NAT. And another very important thing, you know that when you are doing firewall rules, how you do a firewall rule? You use IP and port.
Yeah.
Which layer is that?
Three or four?
you need to decide. With port, Slavko, help us. Four? Still
three? Three, four.
Because
it's the protocol.
Okay, cool. You know what is great in IPv6 firewalling? That you don't need to define port because you have so much IP addresses that you have one machine with multiple IPv6 addresses and you say, on this one only port 80, on this one only 3389, on this one only I don't know what. And you can do a firewall rule based on the IP address. So your firewall will not get any additional load to understand ports. It will only use IP addresses. So you can use layer 3 switches to do firewalling, and you don't need any CPU power for that. It will be done by the chips in your switches. This is great. And this will really increase the speed on the internet. in long term. It will not happen tomorrow, but in long term it will happen in next 10 years. But we need to start. For example, in Slovenia, you are getting retired when you have 105 years, I think, now. So we need to implement that. We are not getting retired before. Okay, thank you very much. If any additional, I will be here for...